Listen for Insight, a podcast from Miami University's Lockheed Martin Leadership Institute dedicated to spreading ideas of creativity, innovation, and leadership.
Welcome to Listen for Insight. I'm your host, Logan Rocker. We have for you Srini Krishnan, a musical genius and Miami alum, and his insights on creativity. This episode is part one of a two-part collection. I send you now to our interviewer, Eric Dibble.
Srini, will you please define creativity? And do you believe that everyday creativity, as in business or school aspects, is the same as musical creativity?
Mera naam hai Srini. Je m'appelle Srini. My name is Srini. Yennoda per Srini. Maro naam Srini che. Maza naam Srini hai. Mera naam Srini hai. Nin hesre Srini. And I personally, speaking for myself, I incubate a lot. I don't normally tell it or share it with others. I will observe something. I will keep it in my mind for 2 years or 3 years and then bring it out. But when I bring it out, it would look as though I conjured the whole thing. And it's perfectly fine because I may have given that much amount of time to give it the due respect it needs. And anything that you construct eventually in context of global rhythms, for example, it must relate. Relating is very important. Relating to an idea, relating to an audience, relating to a student, relating to a grandmother. So my audience is a very important criteria. My student is my client. And I cannot live with any other benchmark. And as a result, I personally feel that some of the most bold ideas that I have got have never come for any, they've never earned me money, you know, but they've come naturally and everyone's had a ball, which to me is the coolest thing. And I think the best things in the world have happened that way. The best things in the world for all of us are always free. I've always seen that things that we spend so much money to buy are all there, but some of the most beautiful things, the mountains or, you know, when you think about going fishing, you know, in a beautiful lake, they're all free. So that's generally. So creativity to me is this journey which I don't necessarily keep it for the stage alone. I am creative at different platforms. Even when I am in India, I am consciously, unconsciously, it's nothing to do with that. I just feel very free. I have no agenda, no plan. People say he doesn't plan. It is true. I don't plan too much. I don't believe, because I'm doing plans only to serve my convenience. I have to think of other people. My production has 600 people. How can I plan everything to suit my needs? It doesn't make any sense, you know. So I don't plan. I tell people that I'm sorry, I've not planned that. And I don't necessarily tell them 20 reasons why. But I'm sensitive to some other guess, which I don't tell and make a big deal out of that. Now I can tell you because I've done this thing for 20 years, sitting in another country, and I've loved it, you know. And God bless the students, because I think every year they surprise me. They are my teachers in ways they don't know, you know. In ways you see something, you observe something, and you take a little bit from there and a little bit from there and make it your own. It's not necessarily musical. I'm talking about general comments or the casual remark that they have made, or when I'm hanging with them in High Street, or going on a drive with them. So at different layers. That's why I recently collaborated with students from Talawanda, there is no, for a good reason, that there was some spark there. There was some sense. And then everyone is now wondering, how is this team going to perform? There is this, high school kid, there is a PhD professor on the team, there's Miami graduates on the team, A.R. Rahman is on the team, two-time Academy Award winner. And I think there is some magic in a package like that. And it's there everywhere, I think, if we look deeper and deeper.
You made a comment earlier about how you might get an idea and kind of keep that to yourself and let this incubate for 2 years. During that time, are you thinking about it and constantly changing it and trying to make improvements? Or is it just kind of something that is there and you're just letting it ride out until it comes into fruition?
I let it ride out. I never manipulate it. I allow it to flow. So, as I stated, I just allow it to just meander itself and find a place. It just finds a home somewhere. So coming back to incubating, I allow certain things to live its life and take a shape. Certain ideas that I have, I implement it in another project elsewhere, not necessarily over here. It could be in another platform. For example, we are doing a Global Rhythm show in India in another month. So, certain ideas will just come up there once we go there. I've not come up with them. I'm not saying I have this to be implemented, but it would come, basically, the word is organically. It would come organically.
You said just a second ago that during the process, you observe the small things. Would that be making some creative changes last minute during a performance, or what exactly do you mean by those small changes?
Yeah, I think I love making changes until the very end. I never like to be confined to a certain prototype. This is not how I was wired, I guess, and it has to be different. So even Global Rhythms as a show has never been the same for anywhere. If people who have seen it, they've commented on that from the time they've seen the show being performed here or at Duke or at MIT or UPenn, we've played at several venues around the US, around the world, it's been different everywhere. So point here is not having a standard, but looking at the bigger picture, looking at who are my players in the team? What am I going to do with that team? How am I going to work? Constantly observing, constantly being flexible, being adaptable, working with people, very important. And always putting people ahead. We must think of, being sensitive. Very sensitive to people. I will not do it if it's hurting someone, I won't do that, obviously. I'm not talking about someone outside I'm talking of someone within my team. So if my guest artist is not comfortable with that, I would work around that and, definitely, I don't want to impose something on somebody. No way,
You said flexibility and adaptability. When you were describing yourself and how you wanted to be in these situations. And obviously as the leader of Global Rhythms, what else do you think leaders need to embody from a characteristic aspect in order to be the best leader and get the most respect out of the people that they are leading?
I think I want to think about doing something for that guest to come back. So what do I do to have him or her come back? So anything that you do, are we putting ourselves in a frame of mind where we are thinking long term? Long term is very important. And so many of my artists who are part of the team have been working with us for 20 years. So that says something about how we work together, There is some what I call a sense of team spirit is too small a word. I think there are two things here. Contributability and control ability. Contribute ability is your ability to share, your ability to add, your ability to enhance, your ability to upgrade. Control ability is your wanting to resist, wanting to diminish, wanting to people to package. Oh, we have to have a program note written. I didn't even have program notes for my show. I would never do that. Let people write to me. I will not have. I find it an insult to take a sheet of paper at the end of the show and have it lying on the floor. 700 sheets of paper are all around the auditorium after a show. Is that why I printed it? To me, that's one of my artwork. I took so much time to get an artist. That poor artist has invested time to do a logo, to do a hand-drawn posters, if you remember. I don't want it to go down by the wayside. So use technology. So everyone, the whole promotion was done on Facebook. And you can do things today using technology. So point I'm making again is with controllability, one of the most important things when people try to control, the biggest danger is they want to retain the status quo. I will never want to retain the status quo. You have to go beyond. You have to let go. And if you don't know how to let go, you're in trouble. Because you are unnecessarily torturing yourself, let alone others. I travel all the time. But there is a sense of humility in that team, which makes me feel I have to do something to serve this group. Similarly, with artists and students who work with me, there is that sense of humility that we have to see in them. And once we recognize it and once we are able to comprehend it, then creativity is at its maximum. You must give them that respect. You must give them that love. And only then can you also make the project successful and make them look successful. Because you can't think of it any other way other than making them look. Because otherwise they won't come back. If people say, I want to do creativity project for 1 year, this is a very dangerous thing. It is not a one-time event. It is a constant. If people think of, oh, this is my month of being creative, it's a very, very unfortunate consequence, you know. Creativity is a byproduct of our journey. It is a given. For me, I don't know what else I could do. If I don't have it, I'm in trouble, you know.
You just heard part one of the two-part collection of insights from Srini Krishnan. Check back in to hear the second installment soon. And as always, thank you for listening for Insight.
Thanks for listening to this week's episode of Listen for Insight, a part of Miami Ideas. Tune in next time for more insights on creativity, innovation, and leadership. Siesta by Gizar is licensed under a attribution share alike